What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not a comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
I just got the PUDs and set up the whole podcast before I even realised I was here.
Yeah, you snuck in like a
like a Jew.
Slippery little gypsy. Tanya's on the podcast.
Hello. How are we?
Made it. I was following this car out. It was like an old Ford historical vehicle. Made me upset. Reminded me that the Chinese are taking over.
Wow. They
Let's just though. Get racist off the bat this time. No, you don't want any?
No, good.
You already fucked?
Yeah.
Puss.
I had one just then. A full one.
Oh, is it going out?
That was my phone.
For fuck's sake,
Fuck,
Tanya.
I thought it was the cup straight away. It's like the one thing said not to do. Bang. Gone.
Oh, it wouldn't be the worst thing I put on the floor today, hey, fellas?
Oh, yeah. Let's not talk about that.
I think we should talk about it.
No.
The people need to know.
They don't.
They do.
You're going to want to get this edited out later.
Nah. I don't think so.
If anyone knows me, you're welcome.
You farted.
Don't judge me.
Walking around naked.
No. I wasn't walking yet. I was about to walk off.
Yeah, and then followed through.
Yeah, actually, it was a surprise shot, as they all shots are surprises, I guess. But it just dribbled. It was just a little bit.
You shit on the carpet.
I did shit on the carpet.
This carpet?
No. Oh, the one in our bedroom. So not even your carpet, the one that you're sleeping in tonight. So you're fine.
Oh, God. Shit's hard to get out of carpet too. That doesn't come out easy.
Oi, I think I did pretty fucking good.
I feel like I'm sitting in a laundry basket. What's going
on? Yeah, sorry, mate.
Oh, Mitchell, you didn't clean your clothes up.
Nah. Got me fucking ghee and shit there.
Is it all stanky?
Nah, it's clean.
It's clean. All right. Well, that's all right then. I'll just rub my dick on it later.
Gross.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You love it.
Yeah, it's what I live for.
I was listening to the last podcast and you wanted to suck my dick at the end of it, which was weird.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yep.
Nah, it happens.
Got that recorded.
Sweet.
That's going out there. Tyler, don't edit that out.
I think it's already up there. Dubbo part two.
No, it wasn't that one. It was the one we did the other day.
Oh, okay.
Was there comedy on Tuesday this week? Because I was trying to fucking remember.
Yeah. No.
No, there wasn't.
No.
All right, cool.
No, it was Wednesday and Thursday.
Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday was the stag and Thursday was the Crown and Anger.
Yep.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
She had forgotten what happened this week. It was good. It's a good week.
It was.
It was a long week for me. Long.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bit of a week for me too, but...
I've been back at the caravans. It's pretty good.
Fuck yeah.
Way better.
You're back there. Fuck
oh, yeah. Working with my hands, not being stuck in a fucking office.
Yep. Good.
Those update.
I don't know. Something's fucked it. But I'll just keep watching it.
It's across everything, though. Like, it does it on my laptop, did it on your computer.
Oh, yeah, the Audacity dropout.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird, eh?
Yeah. Maybe there's an update for it.
Yeah, there must be a driver.
You want to check? We're only 4 minutes in. 4:20.
Yeah.
4:20 in. Let's have a break.
We just missed me dropping knowledge.
Fuck.
Yeah. So, you said, what were you saying? God sort of restarted again with the floods.
Just for, like, so people know, we only took a 2-minute break.
Yeah.
Feels like it's been longer.
It has.
Yes, so God sent an asteroid.
Yeah, so you were saying during the floods...
Don't worry about what I was saying.
He was just trying to fucking clear the earth up a bit.
It was about the Jews.
Yeah. So, yeah, God sent this big flood down to fucking...
Kill the Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was
were they Jews then? When did they become Jews? Was it when they walked across the desert? Well, they were Jews then too.
They were Jews then as well.
I think they've always been Jews.
Really?
There was monkeys and Jews. They've always just been Jews.
Monkey is a very offensive word for Arab, Mitch.
No. I didn't mean that.
Oh, I think you're talking about
actual
Palestine.
Like the monkeys that we evolved from.
Stop reading so far into it.
I'm like, we were still monkeys, but there were also Jews.
There were Jews when monkeys existed.
Yeah. Back before Homo sapiens, there was Jews and then monkeys.
You're fucking backburn.
I don't want to blow your mind, but there's still Jews and monkeys to this day.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yous are resilient.
They're a strong breed.
Anyway, so God didn't.
Do you reckon
just
Jews
flood
came
Earth.
From space?
Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
I reckon that's why.
That's sick. Yeah. That's fucking awesome.
Jews from space.
Yes.
That's a mad band name.
That's basically Scientology, isn't
that's
it?
Fucking sick.
Jews from space. Yeah.
Oh man, just playing like hard style rabbi rap.
Oh yeah. What's that band? The Jewish hard style band?
I didn't know that was
Infected Mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're a Jewish hard style band.
Yeah, okay.
It's fucking sick music, too. We'll play it later.
I think they're Israeli, but anyway.
Israelis are Jews.
Oh, is it? Or they're Palestinian?
Palestinian.
I don't know which one's
Palestinians
are, which,
are mostly Muslim. You don't even know about your people, mate.
Look, he's got a lot going on, all right? He's traumatized from what happened to his ancestors.
Yeah.
It fucked with me because you're talking about Infected Mushroom and I'm trying to figure out where they're from. Israeli. They are Jews.
Yeah.
Us, us. Fuck yeah, killing it. Basically me, living another life, you know. Me and the other Jews, the other boys. That's my mob.
Fucking hell, you got racist again.
Well, no, I didn't.
I saw what you did.
No, this is just what people that are part of a group do.
What group? What specific people?
Jews.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, careful with your words, fellas.
They're my boys. They're my brothers. The Jews.
He's my brother. That's what it'd be like.
Oh, he's my brother. I love having a block nose because I can really do the Jews.
Just a reminder, people, if you are sick, please stay the fuck at home. Thank you.
You've just got hay fever, I hope.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, it's just hay fever, but still.
Get the fuck out of my house.
No.
You snotty cunt.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
we have a cat too,
yeah,
mate.
So God didn't just flood Earth. He fucking hurled an asteroid at it and melted the ice caps. And that's what caused the flooding.
Fuck you, a podcast and a Bible lesson.
It's like when Bradley threw his controller and broke it because he rage quitted. So God just rage quitted on us because we're fucking cunts.
Yeah, well, we were back then.
We still are.
Well, why were we back then? It's because there was only one bunch of people. Is that what you're trying to say? God does not like us.
That is funny.
They probably tried to barter with him or something.
I know what you Jews are like. You would have tricked him into something. That's what that's what he got upset about.
Probably started banking again.
Yeah. You tricked
My nose does look very Jewish, though, hey?
Dude,
I bet from that angle, like side on.
Yeah.
Showing the lounge to the right of me.
Yeah, I know. I can see it.
Yeah. Fit some money bags up there, I reckon. That's where I hide them.
Yeah.
That's where I hide my bitcoins.
Your bitcoins?
Yeah, in my
precious nose.
Your little fucking...
My little bitties. Little bitcoins.
Yeah, fuck, yeah. I didn't invest in Bitcoin.
You don't want to buy it yourself, mate?
I'm the only one by myself.
No, you wouldn't want to bite yourself. Bitcoin.
Oh,
fuck you. Get that as a tattoo.
Jesus, Tanya. You just blew my ears out and everyone listening. All three of them.
Tanya's just laughing because she can get one too now.
Oh,
I'm
man.
So sorry.
It would be a coin with a little shark on it.
Yeah. The old Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
They can't see you for copyright.
Yeah, nah.
You just spell it your way.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's your stage name from now on, I reckon.
Old Bitcoin.
Give it up for Bitcoin.
That's great. You looking forward to this roast?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Why not?
Because I had to write 5 minutes of shit in like a week and a half. It's not going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to suck. It takes me way longer than that to come up with material. I'm fucking lazy.
Yeah.
I might have some good ones though. We'll see.
Yeah.
See how it goes. My best bit, I reckon, is going to be the shave of the head.
Yeah.
I don't know what jokes they've written. It'll be even funnier if I show up and they're like, no, I just wanted to joke about your hair or the way you look. You shaved your head for no reason.
Looked like a shaggy.
Retard.
Shaggy.
You look like
oh, yeah. If anyone's written a shaggy joke. Oh, dude.
That's what I'm doing. That's why I'm shaving it. I'm going to try and fuck them up.
Like doing
that's
like
great.
A two or a three.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
what
clean shaving too. Your face too. I've got some razors upstairs.
Oh, I bought a razor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You had to do that.
Oh, it's gold. Crazy idea. Let's shave your eyebrows too.
No. No.
Just
no.
That'll give us something to fucking joke about then. I already look enough like a cancer patient without shaving my eyebrows.
Dude, if we shave your entire head down to the skin, so you look like Voldemort?
Yeah, I know. I will. I'll ask Bobby Sandu if I can borrow his old turban.
Oh, dude.
He's not using it.
No. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That's so funny. Let's do it, dude. Let's do it.
I'm not shaving my head there. No fucking way.
No.
It's like coming into winter.
Yeah,
It'll grow back.
No, he'll die of hypothermia.
No, he won't.
He's scrawny.
Your hair.
He's got no body fat.
No, yeah. Your hair will grow back in like a week.
Jews don't like hypothermia, dude.
It's why they moved to the desert.
Hitler was doing all sorts of experiments on us, trying to figure out what's going on with that shit. Just snapping limbs off. Just going, oh, I guess that's how cold it can get.
Oh, yeah.
Found out some good stuff, though, I bet.
Mm.
Yeah, Hitler did.
Oh, fuck.
Well, yeah,
he did
they
brutal
discover?
Experiments.
All right.
He didn't have
can
any
can we
morals.
Make this a segment?
Yeah.
You tell us one experiment every episode.
Oh,
I don't
no.
run out of experiments.
That's dark.
It is dark, isn't it?
I mean, he was a busy man.
He had a lot to do.
Yeah. Do you know that Pauline Hanson has created these stickers that say, fuck the UN?
What?
She's the next Hitler, I reckon. A red Hitler. Because
a red Hitler?
She's got, yeah, it's like flick the UN, F-L-I.
Yeah.
C-K, but it looks like fuck in the sticker. It's like the old see you in the N-T.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Oh, no, that's funny, bro. That's fucking sick. Put that on your bumper.
Yeah.
Now, right next to the fucking fuck the UN sticker. Just fuck them, I guess. Fuck the whole world. All those other colours. I'm not about them. Just want to fuck the UN. And then it's just got One Nation underneath.
It's not like we're having troubles with China at the moment.
I don't get it.
I feel like we want to keep the UN on side. Fucking China invades us, we're going into the camps.
You might be, but we've done our time in the camps.
I don't think they'll give a shit.
We're not going back.
I don't think they care. They'll shoot you down.
That's why I'm getting it shaved.
Your head?
Yeah.
All about that Jew power.
Yeah, and I need a foreskin transplant too. If you can hook me up with one of them. Maybe I'll put you on a weight loss diet so you lose heaps of fat. You've got all this excess skin.
Oh, man.
I'll turn one of your chins into a foreskin. This is keeps growing hair.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's this hairy tip.
Oh, that's gross.
But it's slightly patchy as well.
Ah, oh, yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
So that's growing inside, poking me in the knob. Fucking hell. It's a bad idea.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's what happens, though.
Oh, imagine the ingrown hairs you'd get.
I don't want to. I don't want to imagine.
I had an ingrown hair once on me pecker.
Oh.
Like, between the bottom of my shaft and my balls.
Oh, yeah.
On the underside of my dick. Right at the base.
Oh.
And Leah was giving me head. And I found out about it.
Oh, no.
And I just instantly lost my boner.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And I couldn't fuck her. I was like, I can't do this to you. Like, if I'm like slamming her and it fucking bursts.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just
what a relief.
Dick pus in her asshole from me. Yeah. I lost my erection immediately.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I can't. I think she thought I was gay.
I remember we were talking about it a couple of days later. And
yeah.
Because you left the party to go fuck her.
Did I?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was after bowling.
And then I was like, oh, so did you? And you're like, oh, nah. Couldn't keep it up.
Yeah. I was on medication too.
Yeah. Well, that's what you said. It was because of the medication.
Well, that does tend to, like,
yeah, it does. A lot of
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In hindsight,
but you didn't mention the bit about the fucking ingrown.
It was a massive, like, cyst ingrown hair.
Mm.
And, like, when I burst it, like, this big long hair came out of it.
Oh.
It was all, like, coiled up inside it. And it had just been, like, growing around and around
that's
in circles.
Fucked.
Yeah.
See, I can't let them get that long. I need, as soon as I discover one,
no,
I need
grows,
to destroy it.
And then goes, what, cyst? I didn't know I had it.
Yeah.
It was like it grew like in a fucking, it must have been just, like, growing in there, ingrown,
and, you just never
and
noticed.
I never noticed.
Yeah, and then it starts
and then
to
it's
rise
flared
up.
Yeah. And it
that is generally what happens. Yes,
generating heaps of pus, like heaps. Mm. It was like a 5 cent coin.
Whoa!
Fucking.
And it gets like bloody at the end.
Yeah, it was so gross when I burst it. I was like,
can we fucking stop talking about this shit?
So
yeah, it's pretty gross.
Though,
so
like when
fucking
it burst,
gross.
That feeling,
pimple popping. You know,
stop
like
it.
It.
So
do you watch those videos?
Yes, it relaxes me.
Are all the mics on?
Yeah.
We flicked it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just checked then.
Yeah, I saw you checking.
Yeah.
Oh, like, don't do that.
Stop good.
I keep those thoughts to myself, though. Yeah, no, it's all good.
Oh, man. Yeah, this roast should be good.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm looking
I reckon
forward
I've
to
got
it.
Enough time on everyone. Well, I'm not telling my jokes to anyone before I do them. Fuck that.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to know.
No, just want to do them up there.
Yeah,
make
whatever reaction they're gonna get, they're gonna get. Then I'm gonna do some brutal shit.
I'm so keen.
Yeah, it's gonna be fucking heinous.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say some bad things.
Oh yeah. Dude, you
it
have
should
to.
Be all right. Yeah. I don't know. I'm running the line of like, is this just hurtful or is it funny? I'm sort of like torn, but it's supposed to be a race. So like, the more hurtful you are, the funnier it's going to be.
Yeah, that's so, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you can't just be outright like a cunt.
Yeah,
it's got to be. It's got to be in a jokingly like it has to be. You can be an outright cunt, but it's in like this roast format sort of
you've
way
gotta,
you write it.
Yeah,
you got to write it like
has
like
to be
a
in
joke.
Either sick
well,
burn
no.
or like funny.
If you want to say something fucked up, you can't open with it.
No.
You can't open with the most fucked up joke. You need to open with
funny
ones.
There.
Yeah, get everyone on your side because they're laughing at you. Then lay the real fucked up joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I plan to open with like teasing myself about my haircut and shit like that. So
yeah.
That'll work. I'll be like self-deprecating and then I'll just start fucking digging in.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've only got 5 minutes, so you don't have that long to like get the crowd on your side.
Yeah, that's right.
No, like a minute, yeah.
And hopefully I'm not going first, because then that's going to be like the hardest one. But at the same time, it's like if you go first, if people have written the same shit as you, then they're fucked.
Yeah.
Because you've already done it.
I love that you're like doing the M&M fucking tactic.
At the start, roast myself.
Yeah,
like you roast yourself.
Yeah, it's like a minute on myself at the
out.
Start
yeah.
and then 4 minutes for them each. Like,
yeah,
oh, sorry,
yeah.
1 minute for them, four each.
Yeah.
And then that's my 5 minutes.
Are they going to do like a podium?
I don't know what's happening. I think it's just crowd vote who was the best or something like that.
Yeah. No, no, no. Are you going to do your roast from a podium?
No, I think it's just stand up at the mic. Yeah. I've got to like do a fair bit of memory exercises tomorrow to try and remember all my bits.
Yeah.
Because it's like 5 new minutes.
Yeah.
And I've got to remember all my roasts. And I'll probably write them down and have them in my pocket.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Like, worst comes to worst, I can just pull them out. Like, people read from fucking notes at roasts all the time.
Yeah.
It's a different sort of format. But then again, they've got the podium.
And you've also went on a rant to me about taking notes up on stage.
Yeah, for new jokes. Like,
but in a roast format as well, it's different.
You know your regular set.
Yeah.
So just put like one or two new jokes in.
That's not what you were saying last week. You were saying you should never use notes on stage.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, and you're like, it's like a new 5 minutes. But I've done like a new 3 minutes. And needed notes.
Yeah, but yeah, I suppose 3 minutes out of your five, you should probably be doing less. I don't know. Well,
yeah, maybe
do whatever.
But I've only got one. Well, for me personally, there's one. The star is becoming my like tryout room.
Yeah,
where I try out. Just that's my goal, to write every fortnight for that room all new jokes.
Yeah, you just gotta remember them.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the ones that I get a reaction there or get a good laugh from, I start trying out in the other open mics in between my other bits.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough if you want to just do like a... Because those rooms, it's like if there's no crowd there and it's just comics, then like reading off of it, it's like, I don't know if anyone really fucking is going to care that much. It's like... They're all comics there.
Mm.
But at the same time, they're all going to think you're a hack because they're all comics there and you're reading off notes. So
yeah,
it's a double-edged sword. It's like, oh, well, I don't give a fuck because she's just all comics.
What I'm trying to do is, like, if I do new jokes at the Star and it gets a laugh, I then go out to all the other open mics and I keep working on those jokes.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the Star and rooms like that. I know it's all comics, but I try and treat it like they're just people.
Mm.
Like, I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's just comics. They've all heard my stuff. It's like, if you can, you can't do your own jokes, but if you can get something out of the night where it's like, I don't know. Because they're just people as well.
Yeah.
Like, they're comics, but they're still a crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can still try new shit on them and have it work. And then, like, not using the notes.
Mm.
It works on everyone, the comedy spell. Like, you know that it's rehearsed shit that people have been thinking about. But, like, if you present it in a good way, they won't know. They'll think you're riffing.
Yeah.
Like, you still trick comedians with it.
Yeah.
You can trick anyone with it.
Yeah.
Because I've been fucking tricked before.
Yeah.
I've heard people say shit on stage. I'm like, did you come up with that then and there? And they're like, no. Of course not.
Yeah.
Just little things. You're like, fuck. I thought you riffed that.
Yeah.
Well... Legacy,
some of it is.
Legacy has like key things that he talks about every time he gets on stage. Things that get people talking and same sort of jokes throughout in between his crowd work.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
This is like Reveal the Magician's Secret podcast. Now,
yeah.
Where those counts. That's fucked.
Yeah.
But we're like the shittest magicians ever.
Yeah, we really are.
Go to do a trick in front of someone, they're like, I saw you fucking put that coin in your pocket, you fucking retard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry. I just apologized. Yeah. Oh, sorry, man.
These are my notes. Am I?
Yeah.
No, fuck that.
Fair enough. I'm going to do it again.
When's that again?
It's August.
Yeah, okay.
No. Not this year, Raw. Not happening.
You just wanted to do it the once and that's it?
No, I'll probably do it again down the track.
Yeah.
But, I need better jokes. I need like a Raw set. I need just 5 minutes of pandering, basically.
You need 5 minutes of pandering?
Yeah, basically. Like jokes that... aren't going to get you kicked off a Raw for saying, because they've got to put it on ABC at the end of it if you're going to go to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
which is what I'd want to do if I did it again. I'd be like, I'm aiming for fucking nationals.
Yeah.
Why fuck around?
I think that is smart because you do only have, what is it, three times you can compete?
Oh, apparently.
Apparently, okay. You're
supposed to only have earned like total of $300 from comedy.
Yeah.
As well. Which at this point in this podcast at $20 an episode, I'm fucking well in the negative.
Yeah. Yep.
That's why when other people are like, oh yeah, that person's earned money and like fucking been doing comedy ages and they're in Raw. I thought about it a bit and I was like, fuck, they've lost way more doing comedy like than the 300 or whatever that they've earned.
Oh, yeah.
If they're not huge.
Oh, yeah.
All the fucking money, all the petrol.
Yeah.
Driving to gigs. Just that alone. Thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Thousands.
Oh, what else are you going to do? Fucking sit at home and play games?
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, that could work.
I suppose if you're looking at it realistically, you go to the gig, let's say $20 in fuel. Probably for me. Buy one or two beers. Sometimes I'll eat dinner out there as well if I'm doing jiu-jitsu. So probably spend about like $5,000 a year on fucking just going to open mics.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Supporting the industry, mate.
Yeah.
That's it's $100 a week for you. $5,000 a year.
You're keeping people employed. Good for you. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Try not to breathe in the microphone.
Me?
No, me. Oh, I'm trying not to. Being conscious of it.
I'm so sorry.
I just got real fucking self-conscious about my breathing.
Yeah,
man.
Me too.
Yeah.
Is that the cat? Where is the cat?
He's upstairs.
Oh, I thought he's in his hiding spot. In the fucking room.
Oh, no.
He's in bed.
We'd be hearing about it. Oh, he's in bed.
Yeah.
He'll be up soon.
Yeah.
I can sing the song.
Spiel and Pratik couldn't come on.
Yeah, he's working.
He'd be finishing work about now.
He's a worker man.
Oh, we'll call him up. We'll do another podcast.
He can come out.
Yeah.
Just by oi.
I know you've had a busy day, but I haven't, so.
Also, you'll be sharing a bed with Ethan because Ten is too lazy to clean up the spare bedroom.
I'd fuck Pratik. Hell yeah.
Fuck him.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Little cutie.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hope he listens to this.
Oh, so do I.
Fuck.
Oh,
I hope anyone listens.
I hope he listens to it with like those deep headphones that you shove in your ears, like deep in your ears, and he just hears me just talking about.
Nah,
fuck
I think
him.
I think he's a over the ears type guy.
Oh yeah,
headphones.
Doesn't like the penetration.
Yeah.
Shit.
I'm a inner ear guy. I like the earbuds.
You like it deep?
Yeah. Because my ear's fucked.
Oh, yeah.
So I can hear better if it's like...
Can you hear out of that ear still if you jam a fucking thing in there?
Yeah, it's not completely deaf. It's about 60% of hearing is what I would in full. But every now and then it comes back as well. Like I got out of the shower tonight and my hearing, my left ear had come back. I could hear the music properly out of it.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fucking... It was crazy. I was like, oh, man, this is amazing. I was like, I realized what I was missing.
Yeah.
Is it back to shit now?
Yeah, it's back to shit now.
When's your MRI again?
Fucking mid-June.
That's soon. That's in a week or two.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Sorry to do this on the podcast, but while we're on the subject...
Don't do it on the podcast.
Yeah, but I need to know now before I forget. Do you have an email confirming the appointment for the MRI?
No.
Okay, because we don't have anything in the mail yet.
Just rock up, mate.
I'm pretty sure I put it in my iPad, actually.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Am I supposed to be a day to get my head zapped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that. Go in there, say that. She.
Fucking tomorrow's going to be a big day.
Big day. Why? What are you doing tomorrow?
Well.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah, why is it big?
Yeah, why is it big?
Got to go up the road for a cup of coffee.
Off with your mum.
Yeah, and then. Then I got to go get fucked up.
Watch the UFC.
Got to watch the UFC. What time does the roast start?
8 p.m.
Yeah, fuck yeah. So watch the UFC. What was I talking about again?
Oh, we forgot.
Yeah, mum hates me.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go watch the UFC. Two title fights. Can't remember what they are, who's fighting who, but there's two title fights.
That'll be good, mate. There'll be punches.
I hope so.
Fuck yeah. I know you love a good punch.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the drink either. Oos, oos, like Marge Simpson, mate. Oos, oos, cunt.
Fucking, yeah.
What is that noise that everyone makes? Oos.
I think it comes from Brazil. When they train over in Brazil, they make that noise.
Why does everyone clap at jiu-jitsu together? I don't like it.
Yeah. Because if you're not paying attention, it makes you pay attention.
I'm paying attention.
Yeah, well, you're not because you missed the clap.
I missed the clap, but why am I paying attention to a fucking clap when there's someone talking?
No,
I'm thinking about what the cunt's talking about, and I'm thinking in my head, and I'm like coming up with like ideas about jiu-jitsu in my head, and I'm in like this deep thought, and then everyone's just like, clap, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, because you got to turn on.
Turn on what?
You're going to go fucking fight someone and drill.
Yeah, but I was thinking about shit.
Yeah, and you can't be thinking, you need to be doing.
No, just do. Don't think. Don't worry about it. Just fucking...
Just drill them.
You're only learning how to fucking wrestle someone, how to fuck them up.
Yeah.
You're only thinking about like the technique of it, how to do it. It hasn't been drilled yet.
Yeah.
Into your head. And I'm thinking, oh, I'll put my head here. Then I'm going to fucking put my legs here. Then I'm going to do this with my head. And then it's a lot of shit to think about.
Yeah, it is.
When you haven't just drilled it over and over again. So you're like trying to remember the fucking every little thing to do.
Yeah.
When you do it. And then everyone's clapping at you. And I'm like, I'm too autistic for jiu-jitsu. Fuck this.
You just don't like the clap because you're autistic.
Yeah, I don't like the clap.
Yeah, there's no such thing as quiet time jiu-jitsu.
No, they don't have fucking that for me, do they?
No. But you should go shopping in Coles now.
Yeah, go to Coles, Woolies. Fuck, man.
Quiet hour?
Oh, I hate that place too. Like, I hate going there. Imagine if it was just because I'm autistic as fuck this whole time. I didn't even know. Like, man, I really dislike the shops. Don't know why. Have you been diagnosed? No, I haven't. I don't want to be. Fuck being diagnosed with shit. I don't like it. No, I don't want to know.
It's
like,
just a label, man.
Just for things in general. Like, just a label. If I had ass cancer right now, I wouldn't want to know about it.
Really?
No, I wouldn't want to know. Just let me die.
Well, one of my regulars actually has prostate cancer, so that's kind of close.
But they know about it, don't they?
Yeah.
Someone told them. Fucking cancer snitch.
Cancer. They like, told him so that he could fucking live his life, so that he could get the treatment and
live longer. I don't want that.
Yeah, well,
I just want to die. Like, it's so much like nature intended. I just
doing what my granddaddy did.
Is that what he did? He's like, fuck it. I'm not going to the doctor.
He lied to us. He was like, yeah, I'm going to see the doctors. And then like, yeah.
That's sick. Good on him. Fucking no one's doing that anymore. Everyone wants to live forever. You're not going to live forever. You're going to die. Just fucking go out when you were supposed to. Are you going to prolong it? Fucking hell.
Yeah.
He was a smart man.
The never-ending wheel. We are all part of the never-ending wheel. Destruction and creation.
You don't want to live till 80?
No, not really.
What's the wheel made out of? Is it like wood?
No, I don't know what the wheel's made out of. It just keeps turning though. Then I'll be back.
How old do you want to be then?
Oh, man. To be honest, like... Maybe like 60. That'd be all right.
Your parents are 60 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and look at them. They're yeah. great.
Yeah, they're going fine. Well. Yeah, yeah, they're all good.
Yeah.
They haven't so started like, to break down yet.
Like, all right, so I want to die when I'm the same age as my parents right now.
I don't know how I'm going to feel when I'm that old, though. Like, if I'm all like my shoulder really hurts some days, and I'm just like, that's fucked. Like
that, yeah.
That's not getting better.
Is that from your broken collarbone?
Nah. No, that shoulder's fine. Oh, that aches when it's cold. But like...
this, fucking old man.
This back muscle on this right-hand side, like my whole shoulder muscle.
Yeah.
Fuck, it kills some days. Like,
go to physio, man.
Yeah. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm not going to physio. I'd rather just be in pain for the rest of my life.
They're going to tell me to do shit that I'm not going to do. Why am I going to pay money for someone to go, you need to do this? And I'll be like, I know.
You need to fucking do it.
Because you don't want to be in pain.
I've looked up the exercises to do. They're like, take a broom handle, do this, do that. Like, that'll fucking... I've been to physios before. I went to the physio. I went to one when my... I think it was like my ass cheek, like my back.
Yeah.
Like, it was like really fucked up in there.
Rough sex, mate.
Yeah, I was getting fucked hard in the ass. And like, I couldn't. I got up one morning. I couldn't even walk. I was just crippled. So I'm like, fuck it. I'll go to the physio. Cunt tells me to do everything that I just YouTubed before I went down there. He's like, put them all under there. Fucking roll on it. Do this stretch. Do this yoga pose. Like, I've been doing all that, cunt. It still fucking hurts. Like, they your advice.
You probably fucking bust a tendon or something.
Instead I don't know what I did, but gone to physio, fucking hurt.
The physio's told you to do what you were doing. It didn't help. That's when you go to a different doctor, or you go to a doctor.
Oh, everyone's just got all the time in the world to just go see everyone, do they? Don't have a League of Legends addiction that fucking prevents you from doing that, huh? Living a fucking blessed life?
I got a jiu-jitsu addiction. It's about the same.
Oh, well, good.
I'd rather,
it's
you, fucking... rather you be doing that than...
Oh, yeah.
Other
but
things.
Still like 2 hours a night, 3 hours of my life. Like every time I do jiu-jitsu, it's like it's a 3 hour ordeal.
That's deep, man.
Class goes for like an hour.
I know, but it's all the like leaving work, going there, getting changed, going to the class.
Sucking off the guys afterwards,
yeah,
in the toilets.
It's
yeah,
like having a period essentially. Because see how it take that symptoms long. Don't just happen when you bleed; yeah. It's before and after as well. So you're just having your period, really, every day. Yeah. You know, good on you.
Yeah.
Then half an hour, 40-minute drive home, fantasizing about getting fucked by men.
Yeah.
Probably makes the car ride faster though.
No, I listen to Joe Rogan. It keeps my dick hard.
Talk Rogie to me.
What a man.
Yeah. I haven't listened to Rogan in ages, hey.
Ah, oh, dude. It's good. It's so good.
I used to listen to it when I was super baked all the time. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. Maybe it makes it better.
It does.
I can't listen to it anymore. I'm just like, oh.
Too much, mate.
Shut the fuck up,
dude.
Rogan.
He's got a whole bunch of, like, alien fucking... witnesses and
Jesus fucking
like
Christ.
Dudes from the government.
It's fucking awesome.
Who are in the defense department.
Yeah, I know. And at that stage, like, I was listening UFOs. To it enough that I'm like nearly believing that shit. And I'm like, I'm a fucking retard. I need to stop.
No, man, aliens are real.
Dude, they're real. Right.
They're
I'll show
real.
You a video oh after
God.
This.
I don't care. They're not fucking.
We should show them the video of the light.
Well, we'd have to show them the context. Which is...
You going to show me a video of a light? Of
no,
a
no,
fucking...
no, no. So...
I don't
you know,
care.
Because remember, I screen recorded.
Before
so
you
I got...
dismiss us, listen to the story, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw a light?
No, no. So we're watching a show
on a doco
on alien encounters, right? Okay. From it's called Skinwalker Ranch.
I've heard this one. Right? You've told me all this shit before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like, it was on the documentary, and then Tanya's like, this is our friend. She filmed this 2 days ago, and it was exactly the same thing.
It was fucking insane.
Yeah.
So what was the thing to let people know?
Like, it was this giant, like, it was a light that would grow
and
shrink.
And, like, move. Like, you won't see it move. It'll just go, like, it's that fast.
Yeah.
That it would just reappear in a different spot.
It's like it
spot.
Was. It was literally moving forwards and backwards in space, and you could see it growing and shrinking.
And it was the exact same color as well.
Yeah.
Like the exact same life. Yeah.
It was the same thing.
I still can't believe it. I'm still in shock.
Yeah. It was insane. It was so insane that we were watching a documentary that was filmed 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And God knows when they filmed that fucking footage.
Yeah.
And then our friend's got a fucking HD version on it that she filmed with her iPhone.
In Australia, the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Aliens.
It's fucking, you can't fuck with that. That's like.
Yeah, but saying that that's aliens is like saying it's just such a stretch.
Not, I'm not saying it's.
Okay. You're not saying aliens. It's aliens, but it's like.
What else was it? What else is it?
Well, it's something that we don't know what it is, but it could be fucking anything from A to Z. It's not Martian men.
How do you know? I don't think it's Martian.
We have no idea what it is. No idea.
Dude, I'm with Rogie on this one. I think they're drones. I think they're drones like what we send to Mars.
Can you imagine if they were just fairies?
The aliens that came to Earth were just really into My Little Pony. that's what they'd somehow picked up across space is My Little Pony. And they come here and they're like, where's the horses with pussies?
Oh, man.
Where are all the horses and where are their pussies? That's all we want.
No, they just want like fedora wearing neck beards.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, those are the most attractive of your men. And we will fuck them and they will have eternal bliss and dopamine flowing through their brains.
And they only invade Japan. That's it. That's where they land. They take over Japan. They leave the rest of the world. Oh,
they set it up as like this epicenter. Like they build a city there and only like weebs are fucking allowed in.
Yeah.
And it's like paradise in there and all the normal people are stuck outside. Yeah. Just like, oh. Should have been fapping to anime. Didn't know that was going to fucking end me. Just the most unattractive people become the most attractive overnight.
Yeah.
After the aliens leave.
Just let them live in paradise.
Yeah.
And the rest of us are stuck. I don't say the rest of us are stuck. I'll be inside the.
You'll
I'll
be in there.
Oh, fuck.
I'll be in there getting alien pussy.
Yeah, you'll so be in there.
Likely getting alien dick.
Have you ever worn a fedora?
No.
Oh, thank fuck.
Your brother has.
Yeah, Tom loves him. Has. Tom loves him.
That's because he's a katana-wielding savage.
He's wielding my katana.
Yeah, well, he couldn't afford his own. He's a fucking... he's a neckbeard.
I'll be back.
Tom never played like video games that much.
No, he didn't.
So he's not really that sort of neckbeard.
No, he's like just got mad into anime and fucking Naruto and shit.
Oh, yeah, he loves these anime shows.
Yeah.
There's different levels to that shit.
Yeah, I know. I don't think
just the more of those things that you do in concession with other ones can... conjunction with other ones. Concession. Look at me trying to fucking talk smart words with my big mouth. The more of those things that you do together, they all add up as like making you less attractive. There needs to be like a checklist of like, are you unattractive?
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah.
You just call me ugly, bro.
No, I'm fucking ugly myself. Like, I've got plenty of ticks on that fucking sheet. Not just you. Jesus Christ. Fuck, that'd be funny to actually make that.
Like, oh, that, dude.
The fucking checklist for are you a piece of fucking trash? Drain on society or not?
Oh, man. I wouldn't want to fill it out. I'd be like, oh, man, I'm going to tick so many of these boxes. Oh, I don't even want to know. It's like you with your... You with your cancer, I'm like, I'd rather just not know. I'd rather not know how fucking many I tick on that list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there'd be shit on the list, though. Like, it'd have to be universal, because some people would be like, oh, I don't really like this. Put that on the list. You're like, oh, that's not a bad one for me.
Yeah.
I like a girl who farts in my face.
Who's actually into that?
Some people, man. Some people. Yeah, Mitch is kink shaming. Oh, man. That's not cool. Can't say that shit. It's like Wilson.
Yeah.
At the fucking...
saying racist things, naughty Wilson. I was saying Ethan. I was saying to you earlier. It's like, I was like, oh, I'll stay for the start of Wilson's set. And then Wilson got mad racist. And I just went, ha, 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 that's good. Oh, that's good. And just walked off. I was like, oh, fuck, that's good. Oh,
that's what I needed for my drive home, actually.
Yeah,
oh,
it really did. It fucking made my night.
Oh, made me cringe so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was bad.
Oh, it was so bad.
Cancel Wilson. Oh, shit.
Oh, now I see those things. I used to... I used to get real bad cringes to the point where I couldn't watch certain people's sets, but now I get into it. I enjoy it. I bask in it.
Oh, do you want to fuck with Wilson and pretend to be woke and, like, message him privately and be like, man, those things you said about Pratik the other night were super fucking fucked and hurtful, and you actually need to apologize to him? This is like, instead of the phone hacks podcast, you like pick people out. Oh. Like the woke cast.
Oh, the woke cast.
Yeah. And you just fucking dude. Do like cancel shit to people.
Dude.
As a joke.
Yeah.
They don't know it's a joke. You're like pranking them. It's like fucking Ashton Kutcher, gotcha, motherfucker. Oh shit.
Dude, that would actually, that whole premise would make a fucking great skit.
Yeah.
Like
just
an
because
awesome skit.
I just want to see how many dickheads get on board with it. And they're like, yeah, Wilson, you need to apologize. Like, everyone come out of the woodwork and support us. And then you turn around.
Can we film this?
I mean, you can really only do it once, can't you? Because otherwise people are going to know and become heaps suspicious of you.
We could go how to not comedy.
You fucking with me?
And we can make a sub-channel called The Woke Cast.
Yeah, but I think it'll run out as soon as people figure out that that's what you're doing to cunts.
Yeah, but they wouldn't. But they're fucking dumb.
No, they would. They'd cotton on straight away. They'd be like, is this for the podcast? Yeah, they'd straight away.
Nah.
If you were like, man, this thing that you said about this, they'd know straight away. They'd be like, why are these people calling us out? They're the last people that are going to call anyone out for anything.
Oh, no. I'm saying we do it as a satire.
Yeah, but if you satirically, like, what do you mean? So are we actually
dealing
with real people for this series? It's not going to work.
It's just written. It's a skit. Like, you could do a full skit where you make up a fake set or a fake thing that a comedian did.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And be like, yeah. So, like, if say we had Eddie on and we said to Eddie, it's like, oh, this joke that you said about women was really offensive.
Yeah.
And we'd actually like you to make a statement next. We're like the 60 Minutes crew. Like 60 Minutes style. You know how they do that ambush reporting?
Yeah.
Yeah. You do that instead.
Yeah.
And yeah. We call it Woke Patrol.
Woke Patrol.
Oh, shit.
That's the fucking best.
Yeah.
Just get upset at like the most minor things.
These
petty little things.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah. Just like one scene where we're in the middle of Coles, just screaming, "It's Mister!" Like, go the opposite way with it too.
Oh, man. I wish that would work, but I've got a good feeling it'd only work once.
Yeah.
You can only, like, fake fucking call someone out. I don't know what the word they use for it is.
Ah, yeah. I make it so over the top that it's, like, it's clearly satire, and then still wait for the people you catch, like Tyson. Like Cabba's character on TikTok.
Yeah.
He's fucking good.
Like, it's It's fucking like next level how obvious it is.
Yeah. And there's got to be someone already doing that. I can't be the first cunt to have that idea.
Look, there's some Eshays on TikTok, but not like Tyson. Like, they just do like skits.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
no,
I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
You're talking about like Woke Patrol?
Yeah. Whether someone's had that idea before.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I fucking jumped.
That's all right. That's all good, man.
I think it's a good idea, though.
I haven't seen any. Like, I've seen sort of like legit lad videos, but I've never seen anyone doing like a parody lad.
Mate, I've got some videos for you.
Are they actually like parody satire ones or they're real lads?
No, like parody satire. It's hard
to tell. Oh, okay. It's like those people don't exist. They're just fake characters on the internet. Fucking wish. Hate lads. You just need to fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, man. There's like, honestly, that would be, if you were to ask every, like, polled every Australian, it's like, what do you fucking hate the most? And then have most people, as a resounding thing, would say lads.
Is this like a...
If we polled Australia...
Yeah.
It'd be lads, emos, and faggots. That'd be Australia's
What's wrong
top
with emos and
that
faggots?
Is,
it would.
That is not
if you
okay
took the
to
whole
say.
Nation...
No. What's
not
wrong with
okay
them?
To say.
What's
but that's what
them?
They'd write.
Jesus.
That's what they'd write on the ballot.
Ethan
I don't
Bentley.
Think they would.
What?
You fucking evil
What's
mother.
What's wrong with them?
You can't say
What's
that.
Wrong with what?
Faggots and goths. Or emos.
I'm not saying that there's...
You're not even supposed to say faggots.
I like...
Can you just not say the word? I just said it.
You fucked up. Now you're cancelled like too.
Now I'm cancelled too.
I'm gonna cut that audio later and edit it to make you sound real bad.
Oh,
just like
just randomly
faggots
edit
remix.
In like me saying faggot at the end of every sentence.
Yeah. Oh,
you're gonna
spill a drink.
So, yeah. So I'm like, I ask you a question. I'm like, oh, so what do you think about that? And then you just edit in faggot at the end.
Yeah.
Like, and then you've got your own recording. You could add your own recording. Wow, man, that was really rude. Anyway, and then you just go on with the conversation.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Just to clarify, not against emos or faggots. I'm against lads, though.
Yeah.
I'll put that on the record.
Yeah.
And... I'm not saying I'd vote like that way. I'm just saying I've got an inkling that most of like Australia would in the sticks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like out west where there's hardly any internet.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that live out there. Oh, it's the most dense population in the fucking, in the cities. But then how does the fucking voting some cunts get? Oh, I suppose it's all rigged anyway. Never mind.
Yeah, so don't get too far into it, man. It's all bullshit.
Having this whole fucking... debate with
you know
yourself.
What that might not be Australia's top three. I've been too harsh on Australia.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just my top three and I wanted to use Australia as a mask. To portray what I really wanted to say.
Yeah, I was real homophobic, man.
Yeah, man, you know I really am. Can't help myself.
Did I ever tell you?
In between sucking dicks I'm just like, man, I hate gay people.
Did I ever tell you about Belzy one day? He was trying to... Someone called him a homophobe.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not afraid of them.
I'll take them all. I'll fucking take all of them.
Yeah.
Come back to my house. I'll take all of yous.
Can you imagine if he listens to this?
He won't.
He'll be too busy taking all the boys.
You'd be too busy fucking falling asleep. That's all that cunt ever used to do, was fall asleep. He couldn't be sat somewhere in a semi-comfortable position without falling asleep. It was like you sit him down on the lounge in the fucking lunchroom and the cunt would fall asleep within like 10 minutes.
Maybe that's why he's a bad driver.
Yeah. We'd all be talking as well. There'd be people around him talking.
Was he on Herald?
Yeah.
Why did he keep passing out?
Dude,
he was
fucking
on the nod.
Weird. He went and had sleep studies.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad if you're at that stage.
He's built different.
Maybe he's got narcolepsy.
No, he didn't have narcolepsy.
Oh, man, that reminds me of that Jim Norton joke, I think it is.
What?
Something about having narcolepsy and you like falling asleep face first in the pillow and getting fucked in the ass. That's like the guise of the joke. I don't know how the joke goes. I can't remember it. Oh, fuck. Because he has narcolepsy. He just passed out while he's getting fucked in the shitter. I can't remember it. Fuck, it's such a good joke. Oh. I forgot I like Jim Norton. Poor little Jimmy.
Dude, he's so funny.
He is a funny cunt.
We tried to watch his last special.
He's such a little worm.
Oh, he is.
He's a little weaselly fucking... God, he'd be a cunt to like hang out with. Like, actually...
No, nah, he's super self-deprecating.
Yeah, I know, but just like, just to fucking have to deal with him as a person. You know what I mean?
He's just a nutcase.
Yeah, he would be.
Yeah. Well, there's that story where he's like, he's with this other comic and they meet this chick, they go to the park, she starts sucking the guy's dick and Jim Norton pulls up a dress and starts eating her ass. Didn't ask permission. Didn't get consent. Just that's what
good
he
on
went
him.
To.
How can you ask for fucking permission for that? That's
her mouth was full. She's busy.
That's not giving permission, though.
I know. But like, how do you ask for consent?
The '70s.
How do you ask for consent in that situation if a girl has what her mouth was full?
Mm.
So she couldn't be like, no.
Fart one for yes, fart two for no. Or queef.
True, she could have done that. I feel like if someone starts tonguing your asshole in the middle of making out with someone,
either immediately okay with it or immediately not.
Yeah.
Donkey kicking them
it's
off.
One or the other. Like if they jump away,
yeah.
Then that's like I shouldn't be doing this. Sorry about that. But, like, if you just stay and getting your ass eaten out of politeness, because you're like, oh, I wouldn't want to be rude and tell him not to.
I think it's more the fact of...
That'll make this awkward.
If I say no, I get the fucking shit beat out of me.
How many people has Jim Norton ever bashed?
I'm not saying that about Jim.
If Jim Norton licked my asshole, I'd have something to say about it.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, man.
Yeah.
No, we don't have that sort of friendship yet.
To be honest, even if like a big fucking burly dude came up and started licking my asshole, I'm not going to be afraid that man's going to bash me. I'm going to be like, no, don't lick my asshole. Play hard to get.
Yeah, no. With him, you'd be like, not now, later.
Fuck.
So he thinks you're into it. So it gives you the opportunity to get away.
Right.
Yeah. So you're like, oh, no, not now. Later.
What if you, like, have a gay rape fantasy that you want fulfilled, though? So you're like, pretend to struggle. You're like, yeah.
You're really getting into this, aren't you?
Just tell him.
Fuck.
Tell him something to make him rapey in the moment. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But... I was trying to think of words that would antagonize someone into rape.
I'm trying to think of all like the little short clip of hentais that I've watched. I'm like,
you could probably call him a faggot.
Reckon that'd do it.
I reckon, fuck me, faggot.
I reckon that would get a reaction.
Yeah, say that.
Just getting bashed is like how you come. So you're like, all right.
Oh man,
I've got a fucking.
Can you imagine?
Stir these cunts up.
Can you imagine if that was actually your thing, like actually properly getting beat up?
Yeah, it's heaps of people.
How many UFC fighters? If those people exist, how many of them are UFC fighters?
Well, it's hard to fight and come at the same time, especially if you're on.
No, they're professionals, mate.
If you're being streamed to the world,
yeah,
that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Can you imagine John Jones?
I don't think they'd have a very good UFC career though either, because if getting hurt's your thing, you're not going to last very long.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So probably none.
Unless you're playing hard to get.
Yeah, maybe that too.
Yeah.
Maybe you're looking for the ultimate fight. Like, you're like, righto, I've got this kink, and I know the only way I'm going to fulfill the ultimate fantasy is fighting the best dude in the world. So he fights through
like
the ranks.
Anime.
He fights through the ranks so we can come on the world champ.
Like an anime.
No, that show, what is it? Kakaguri, I think it's called.
The gambling one.
The gambling one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that chick.
Yeah, she's a gambling thing.
Can you say it in the Japanese samurai accent, Mitch?
Kakaguri.
Now we know what the word is.
Yeah.
I think if you got to like... No, it's not. Because if you went to Japan and you put that much effort into it, they'd be like, good effort.
Yeah, they would.
Japan's good like that.
Yeah, they see it for what it is.
Yeah, he's like, I appreciate that you're trying.
Yes. Yeah.
You're like, cool.
Fuck, they're good like that, aren't they?
Yeah.
I fucking love them.
And they're racist as fuck too, so they don't care.
Yeah, they're like, well, I can hardly judge this man for being racist against me when I hate black people, so.
Wow. What about white men?
No, I'm saying Japanese people are racist against black people.
Yeah, but what about us?
Yeah, they don't like us either. They don't like us,
yeah.
But they're more tolerant of us than black people in Japan.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I think there was a video on the internet of some dude in Japan. He was black and he was like, he had like a mask on and then he'd be like, ah, pull the mask down. They're like, fuck, and they don't like it.
Yeah, no, I remember seeing that. It was fucking
funny.
He's lived in Japan his whole life.
Yeah.
He speaks Japanese. It's his first language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny but horrible at the same time.
Oh, yeah, the reactions are gold. Just
and
like,
he's so used to it as well.
Yeah. Just that level of racism.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
They're good on them, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Good on them.
They're doing all right. They got the shit fucked out of them. They're still keeping it together.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, well.
Stay strong, guys. Survive.
Yeah, fuck. We're going to Japan. Gotta go to Japan. Fuck, I
want
to go to Japan.
Yeah, I'd like to go back there. Oh, no, Nick Kappa's doing more videos and I'm super cooked right now. I don't know if I want to watch this.
Yeah, we'll watch
it. He scares me when I'm stoned. I'm just like,
why?
Oh,
dude, his videos, he's fucking...
Fuck. Yeah. This one's got 500K on it already.
Holy shit.
I nearly messaged him the other day. I was like, you need to put that other video you put up onto Oblivion... NPC dialogue subreddit.
Yeah.
So dub that music in the background.
Yeah.
You know the one where he's bartending?
Yep.
Yeah. Could you imagine that with the Oblivion soundtrack behind it?
100%.
I was going to put it on there just to fucking chuck her up, see how she goes.
We'll ask him.
Well, I'm not going to say it's mine. I'm just going to fucking...
No, I just ask him. Say, hey man, I've got this idea.
It's free marketing. Why do I have to ask him?
It's his video.
I guess I get like karma on my fucking Reddit account, but I can just create a throwaway account or whatever.
Just do it and not tell him.
Yeah, just to see how many hits it gets.
Yeah.
I'm just putting the background music behind it and be like, this fits into this fucking meme place.
Yeah.
Go to Nick Kappa's video fucking site here if you want to see more of that shit.
Yeah.
Just link it what it's from. Just credit him. So at least then, like, I don't give a fuck about my fake internet points on my fucking Reddit account.
No.
That's literally all you get out of it. Other than that, you get views on the original video.
Yeah.
Which would be fucking sick.
Because
he's fucking kicking off. It's good to see.
Mm.
You see videos like that where it's like just starting to crack and like go up like that. And you're like, this cunt's going to make it.
Yeah.
It's good.
He's going to do it. Fuck yes.
Yeah.
I was like watching Nat from the start.
Yeah.
Watching his videos. And
yeah,
then
fucking.
Yeah, now look at him.
The old Nat's What I Reckon videos.
Yeah.
Where he's going to caravan trade shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking. Oh, yeah. Remember Fuck That's Hot?
Oh, that was way in. He did that heaps far in.
Yeah.
He had way. heaps of videos.
That was when I was in the Air Force at Oxy.
Was it?
Yeah.
You're still. Oh man, I've been following him for fucking ages.
Yeah. That was at least 5 years ago.
God
I reckon.
Damn it. Is that how long he's been fucking huge for? Remember when he was doing the Duff videos and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, when was that? February 13th, 2017.
Yeah, I feel like he blew up heaps last year through isolation.
Oh, dude, he's fucking fuck jar sauce right at the start of COVID.
Yeah.
Man, everyone's at home. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy. He's that massive, but he's like his Psytrance videos only got 75k views.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Those are that video of the Saifari when he goes, that's so much better than he's cooking shit.
Mm.
It's amazing shit. It's so good. If you haven't seen it, go fucking look at that. That is classic.
Yeah.
And now he's just cooking. Cooking show 9.4 million. What the fuck? 9 million. What the fuck, Nat?
9 million. Fuck, man. That's so much money.
That's so much money.
That is crazy.
And that's not like he hasn't sold a single thing in his videos. Like he's not doing sponsors.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's turned them down or whatever. It's not like today's video is brought to you by HelloFresh. None of that.
Yeah.
No. He's just fucking probably got enough off the view money.
Yeah.
And like the ads that they automatically put in it that you got no control over if you don't have an ad blocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those fucking ads annoy the shit out of me too.
Oh, yeah.
On Facebook especially.
YouTube.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
And there's two in a row as well. Fucking cheeky.
Yeah.
They'll hit you with a full length one that you skip after 5 seconds, and then I hit you with the 5 second ad.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah. Fucking cheeky cunts. That's how they got 10 seconds of ads in front of you.
They need to make them like more interactive, so you can, like, for every ad you watch, like, it should get sent to, like, a person that you've, like, dominated or whatever. Like, that money. Because, you spend all this time watching ads. I don't know, because you, like, click a thing after it to, like, go, like, oh, this ad revenue money should go to this person. So you could, like, watch other people's shit, but then funnel it one way. I know, because then you just funnel it to yourself, I suppose.
Yeah.
Everyone would do that.
Yeah. Well, there's apps out there now that you can actually choose what fucking ads you watch and shit.
Yeah.
And they'll actually give you discounts in shopping as well.
Oh, like that honey thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly that. So you fucking earn revenue from watching ads, essentially.
Oh, so it's essentially that, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fucking good system. Honestly, if you're going to watch ads, you might as well.
And then goes, here's some money for that. Info. Thanks, chum.
Well, like, if I was running a store and I was running an ad, I'd much rather give that person fucking, I don't know, 6 cents off noodles if they come into my store.
Well, it makes your advertising more accurate too, because you're going to be like, I want to find all the people
who
want to
see my shit.
Yeah, and send it to them.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing with the Facebook ads when we were trying to set them up, is thinking about the demographic it goes to.
Yeah.
Because you can go deep with the ads.
Well, this is an hour five. Fuck.
Oh, done really?
We're doing a long one.
Yeah. Fuck it. That'll do. You want to leave it on? Leave the podcast going. Do a long one.
Hoo-hoo.
Let's take a break and decide. We might be back. It's going.
It's going. All right.
Yeah.
Can't just say one thing and do the next.
We'll just fucking... Yeah. If it dies, it dies.
Okay.
Yeah, if it dies, we're not doing any more.
Yeah.
You have been warned.
Or we just keep going until it dies.
Yeah, let's just keep going until it dies.
And it just doesn't die.
Yeah.
It just keeps chugging along.
3 hours later. Yeah. So you just get to fucking... Yeah, fucking chill out.
Union.
Power.
Union power. Yeah, that fucking hurt. That sucked. That really sucked.
You fucking went deep on that one, mate.
Yeah, fucking that's what happens when you deep throat bottles.
Mitchell nearly choked on beer, just so everyone knows.
I think they heard it.
We weren't on the mics then.
No.
But it was recording.
Yeah.
But I don't know how good the audio will be. How good would it be if you could podcast in a room that, like, the microphones were decent, like it sounded this good, but they were just like hidden mics?
They'd be fucking sick, hey?
Yeah.
So you just come into a room and chill out.
Yeah.
Recording like HD, everyone's voice really well without picking up all the other shit.
Yeah.
You could probably do it pretty soon.
Yeah.
You'll be able to have like that noise filtering shit that runs on Discord. Yeah. Just whack that on your audio file and then it just removes all the rustling and shit.
Yeah. It'd be pretty cool.
Maybe there already is that. I should check that.
Yeah.
It probably is.
Anyone else want some of that? Gotta get that.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, it's gotta be like an audio noise filter that can run. Do you want some?
Yeah. Oh no, I'm good, thank you.
Ah, it's gone the wrong way.
You're going on a trip.
Who, me?
Did you watch the Bert Kreischer special on Netflix where he goes on a retreat?
Yeah, I did watch a bit of that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I watched all of them. I might have watched all of them. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Where they get the fucking Cuban cigar maker to roll him a joint.
Yeah.
As big as a fucking stogie.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah.
Is it him, Joey Diaz, and Tom Segura?
Yeah.
Did you just say that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Anyway, I can't imagine how fucking barbecued they would have got off that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would have been, all right, we're doing this, and then we're going to stop filming now because we're all going to be too barbecued.
Oh, yeah. They fucking filmed it all.
Yeah.
Crazy cunts.
Do you think that was done all in, like, single takes?
Yeah.
As they did, or do you think they were doing, like, proper takes? Like,
it did jump a bit, eh? So, it was probably over the night.
Yeah.
Would have taken a while to film all that shit.
I think he probably filmed, like, some of the conversations, like a podcast.
Yeah, because that fly on the wall sort of look to it.
Yeah.
What do they call it? The fucking, is it like The Office and shit? The way that they film it?
Yeah.
It's kind of like third person observer fucking mode.
Yeah, but he's playing to the camera still.
Oh yeah, they'll break the fourth wall.
Yeah.
On that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
It was a good show. There was like some really fucking interesting things.
Were they hacking up an emu? On one episode? Was that the Joey one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Was it Joey? Yeah, it was Joey Diaz, because it was Tom Segura was there with the chainsaw.
Yeah, hacking up a fucking bird.
Yeah.
Man, fucking hell.
Yeah. And I think they'd done it all and then realized, like, catering had come to do it for them. Imagining that?
It was an ostrich.
Was it?
I think it was an ostrich.
Pretty sure it was emu.
Was it?
Yeah.
Where'd they get a fucking emu?
They fucking breed them to eat.
Yeah.
They breed them to eat?
Yeah.
Like giant chickens?
Yeah. I've had emu before.
Wouldn't it cost heaps more, though, to raise a big emu?
Probably.
A little chicken?
Probably charge more for the meat.
Yeah, they do.
Fucking emu meat. Big bird.
Yeah. I remember it was like real... It almost tastes like red meat.
Yeah, it'd be a bit gamey.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fucking emus.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And they had... They had bush hamper as well. Like this bread. that they make. It's like pita bread, pretty much, just cooked on a barbecue.
Why was the bread named pita?
I don't know, man.
That's the stage of my scrambled brains at.
Dude, like, they used to do so many cool things, like, to teach us about, like, Aboriginal culture.
Yeah.
When I was at North Lakes Public. It was always, like, yeah, there was always, like, shows. They always, like, put, like, concerts on for us. There was, like, a whole fucking play that they did. Another one was, like, yeah, they used to always have, like, food days, so you'd rock up to a school one day and, like, everyone would have, like, ice cream or fucking just heaps of shit. It was a fucking, it was a pretty good school. It was in a shithole, but it was a good school.
How old were you when you were going there?
It was like 5, 6. I left when I was 7. Like, I left the year I turned 7, and then...
Because it's crazy at Chatham. They didn't teach you, like, much of that shit at all. There was, like, a couple of ceremonies and things that were on. They didn't fucking teach you anything.
No.
About that.
No. Yeah, I went there for 2.5 years. Because I also went back. Like, I came back a year and a half later after I'd been at Tuncurry.
Yeah. That's cool that they're teaching that stuff somewhere.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you've got to go out, like, looking for it. Like, if you want to know bush knowledge.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, Tuncurry fucking... It was only ever once, though. Like, they took us on a big excursion to, like, with bunch of, like, the local tribe.
I'm at a stage where I'm not sure if I need to fart or spew.
Me too.
That spew.
I'm going to go put my hair up. I'll be more comfortable then.